Till the exhibit books show up.
Just sit right there. You sit right there until we make a decision.
I will definitely try to find out what happened.
At this point, it doesn't matter.
I was gonna say, the record.
It matters to me because it made me look like I was.
I suspect it's gonna matter to somebody in your office tomorrow, but.
It is definitely gonna matter.
The public hearing's closed, so it's a moot point for us. All right, gentlemen, that concludes our public hearings for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, it was a conditional use 1703 RWR 9 LLC.
Well, gentlemen, I would entertain some discussions concerning this particular conditional use. As I stated in the public hearing, I believe it was back in February of 06 that we had turned down a smaller project, which was just across the street. I have concerns about such an undefined type of a project as a conditional use, where it could range from anything from whatever to whatever, because depending upon what the market will bear. Given the volume of traffic that is on that road, and that was one of my concerns about the distance from the peak of the hill to the entrance. But it was good to see that they were proposing some turn lanes and deceleration lanes, which might aid in it, but I could still envision some ambulance runs by which fire company, I'm not sure, would be responsible, but...
Lewis, probably.
Lewis. So, I don't know if anyone else has any concerns or not concerns, or...
Has the commission ever granted a conditional use where the use wasn't as loosely defined as they defined it?
It has happened that it's been that we might have granted a conditional use for professional offices, for instance.
Right.
Or like contractors' offices.
Or contractors' offices.
Where there's units with offices and warehouses.
Where there's,
that's...
Yeah, it's not a... Obviously, the more definition we have, the better, generally, the better we like it. Usually with the ability to put conditions on it, we can condition it so that it would be fairly hard for them to do anything else.
If you know what they're doing, it's easy.
Well, you can say what they can't do if you want. I mean, you can, if there are certain things you don't want to have happen, you can say that.
I mean, like some, I'm just going through the notebook. One, it was an expansion, but Nardo Inc. was down Route 9, and that was additional offices and storage facilities, and I think they came in with the same sort of presentation.
This is the same sort of application, same kind of use. So that's the, if there's a precedent, I guess that would be it. And that's right on the same,
and that was
on the same street. Yeah, it was on Route 9.
There's been a number of them, like over on, I guess it was 26, was Atlantic Auction, and that was self-storage and offices, so it was similar. There was limitation. There should not be any building contractors or subcontractors' offices or workshops, storage of building materials or other construction materials, security lights, that type of thing. No outside storage.
So I think there's been some general reluctance to put a lot of commercial things on Route 9. It was interesting to me that some of the opposition expressed a preference for a subdivision. opposed to
But in all fairness, with 5.9 acres, there's a limited number of houses you could.
That's true. You're not going to have it so many.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus
not a very big lot.
The unknown of how many trucks delivering or picking up supplies, and whether they're warehouses or offices, or because my recollection is that part of their statement was they could be just plain warehouse. that's what the person wants.
Well, that would be up to the commission, yeah, whether or not we would allow that to happen.
You could put a square footage reference not to exceed per unit.
Yeah.
We had never done that, but it could be done.
Or a percentage. You could say it can't be more than of the.
Well, that actually has been done. I was looking through this because the one it was 1664 Mark and Stacy Mills. That was the one near Indian River High School. There was actually that one. There were smaller units, but it was warehousing and limited office space. And it was, there shall be no more than 10 60 foot by 50 foot office warehouse buildings located. So that has been done with the square footage. I didn't realize there was that many of them. That
I think it bears some very careful consideration. I would suggest maybe that we defer action.
Absolutely.
One thing too, I just wanted to correct for the record. I went back and looked the one across the way. I just so there's not any misconceptions. What was it, Susie Hudson?
1636.
Yeah, that one. That was denied because of the lack of compatibility with the neighborhood. I think there was.
Well, but it was part of a subdivision, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. The motion, I don't think, actually said that it was because it was ambiguous or, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a lot of discussion about that.
I read the motion, reread the motion, and or the decision, rather.
Right.
And it says not compatible in the subdivision, but it's not totally clear that was.
Yeah.
Being in the subdivision, right, was the reason it was turned down.
That wasn't the distinction I was trying to make. Because I know we were talking about the ambiguity of it, and that one wasn't denied because
how
of
big it was. It made reference to three lot numbers, and I was trying to remember how big a parcel that was. As I recall, it was a small. Was like three building lots when it was like
150 or 75 by 150.
They were little lots, and the whole total wasn't more than an acre, I don't think.
They were either half or three quarter acre lots. So it
okay,
least,
so it would have been
at least an acre and a half, an acre and probably half,
two and a quarter. Okay.
Well, I do know, like, for example, with that one, there was concern expressed by DelDOT back then about the level of service on the road.
Well, yeah, that's an issue, and that the not trying if it's going to be permitted on that road, if we're going to allow additional commercial to be on that road, it probably needs to be on a larger parcel that only has one access to the highway. Because one of the things that concerned me in the Susie Hudson was that we were going to get a whole flood of little applications, everybody wanting to put a little commercial business. And if the commission is inclined to accommodate some need or perceived need or for a business. Uses on that road, it might be better served if it's a larger parcel where several uses could take plus several businesses could locate. That's another way to look at it. That still doesn't answer the basic question: is if it should be there in the first place.
Right.
But there was another application close to that for the fencing company,
right, which
I
we
was
turned,
thinking the commission turned down and the council approved.
Yes. That was conditional use. And here again, we don't know what we have the record. I guess we can certainly look. They may have heard something different from what we did. They typically do hear a different presentation.
But much different.
Okay.
Same use, same proposal, pretty much. I don't think it was any different.
Well, they do that once in a while. That's their prerogative.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for your comments. Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use 1703, application by RWR9 LLC, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1703 RWR9 LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.